As we know, there have been two plane loads of Canadians landing at 8 Wing Trenton in quarantine coming from Wuhan, China. One of those joining us on the line from the Yukon Lodge is Miriam LaRouche. Miriam, good morning.
Hey, hi, good morning.
Thank you. Sorry about the technical confusion. And
No, that's okay, no problem.
Welcome to the Quinte area. This is probably not how you wanted to see this part of the world. How are things going for you?
That's going great now so far. Like, direct class is there every day. Any question that we have, they are there for us. They help us. They're, like, really helpful. They, like, really, they take really good care of us. So far it's going really great.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Quebec. What are you doing in Wuhan, China?
I'm sitting there. I'm a tourism management student. So I was doing a master's degree.
So a master's degree in China. And,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting because most Canadians have never heard of Wuhan, yet there's 11 million people that live there.
Exactly. Actually, I heard about this city when I was, like, first doing the paperwork. But I don't want to go, like, in Shanghai or Beijing, like, in, like, the great centers. So I decided to go, like, in a smaller city. But it's actually, like, a really big city. It's, like, 11 million people live there.
So it's a combination of Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, and there's, like, even more people than in the whole province of Quebec, so it's, like, crazy.
Wow, that is just unbelievable. So
yeah.
You're studying there, a master's degree. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And all of a sudden, this illness breaks out. What did you think when you first started hearing about it? And were you able to get actual information being in China?
Actually, I first heard about this. It was in early December, I think. But at the beginning, it wasn't something really, like, it wasn't something that, like, people were, like, stressing about this. It was, like, just a normal thing, like, kind of, like, hearing about a flu outbreak or something. But now, it's, like, things got serious, like, maybe mid-January.
Yeah, so
people, like, started wearing masks, but even though, like, maybe a couple of days before they locked down the city, there were still people walking outside on the street without any mask. So, but it was, like, kind of hard getting information in China because, like, all the information is censored there. So it's like the information that we have from the outside and in the inside, it's not the same information.
Now, so everybody in Wuhan was essentially quarantined. What was your life like? Where were you? Are you in an apartment or a dorm? How did you get your food?
I was there. I live in a dorm. So at the beginning, like, the city was locked down, but my university wasn't. So I was still able, like, to go outside to go to the grocery store because, like, everything was closed. The stores, the public transportation, everything was closed except the grocery stores. So that was the only thing that was open. So everybody was still able to go outside to just, like, buy some food, and it was okay. But maybe, like, a week after that, my university, they decided to, for the health of everybody, they decided to quarantine us, like, the university, technically. So we couldn't go out of the building anymore. So from there, my university, they were providing meal to everybody of us, like, to each of us, like, three times a day.
Okay, so at least you were getting fed. Now, did you know anybody? Do you know anybody who has this this COVID-19? Is what they're calling it now.
Here, no. Here, everybody looks, like, pretty healthy, like, pretty good. In China, I heard some information, like, this week. There's like, some rumors that some people might be infected in my university. We don't have, like, any confirmation yet, but there was, like, some rumors about it.
And you're feeling obviously fine. You sound great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so how did you find out that Canada was thinking of bringing Canadians home, and when did you decide that you wanted to come home?
I sent the message, I think, on January 27th, sorry, to ask the government, like, if they were planning about doing any evacuation or something. And they answered that so far there was no plan so far. There's no, like, they weren't sure about anything. And so that was maybe like a couple days before the announcement. And I heard about the announcement because I was following the news, but like the outside news outside of China, mm-hmm. because it was like just easier and we had like all the information. So I was following the news back here, like back in Canada. So I heard it like, I think I saw like the, I saw it on YouTube or somewhere, but like, and also people that were like, they were sharing it on Facebook, so it was like easier. And I decided to come back here. There was like time to come back. Maybe when like things got really serious, when they decided to lock down our like our dorms, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, things are getting like really serious. Like it's not just like a flu outbreak like everybody think at the beginning.
Yeah. So I assume you sent an email to the government and they told you eventually what they were going to do. And you have you have family in Canada still. I assume they they wanted you to get the heck out of China.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like all my family's here. So everybody was texting me like every day, like asking me if I was okay, if I had any information, if I was in touch with the government. So especially my mom, she was like the worst one. But now like everybody's super happy and I'm fine. I'm out of the danger zone. So everybody's like happy now.
Tell us about the trip getting out. Was it easy to get a ride to the airport? How did you get from your dorm to the airport? And did you have to have certain paperwork to allow you to get there?
It was pretty easy because my university were providing some cars. Like, so actually my university gave me a ride from the dorm to the airport. So that was like easy for that part. They gave us some like, the government, they sent us some paper. So just like a piece of paper saying that if you had any trouble at a checkpoint, you just like show this, that means that we were like on the way to the airport for the evacuation. And we had, I think we passed through only one checkpoint on our way to the airport. And we had to wait there for the Chinese official. Actually, they were, like, supposed to come to just, like, check up on our passport and see, like, if everybody was allowed to go. And if there was, like, because we were with the American that mm-hmm. day. So they were checking, like, everybody's passport to see, like, if everybody was like Canadian or American, so that would just make things easier.
And so there's a lineup, I assume, in the terminal, and they checked your temperature and all that kind of stuff.
When we got there was like a really big lineup. So we got there, we did the registration, they gave us our boarding pass, and right before getting on, like actually when we were getting on the plane, they were taking our temperature. They were asking us to sanitize our hands. They were making us changing the mask. So they were like, we were filling some paperwork, asking if we saw any doctors in the last few days, if we ate some meat, if we think that we've been in contact with a infected person. So there was like kind of like lots of paper to just fill into before getting on the plane.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Miriam LaRoche. Miriam is a Canadian studying in Wuhan, China, who made the first flight over and is in quarantine at UConn Lodge at 8 Wing Trenton. So you're on this long flight, of course. It's a long flight. Probably not the same kind of service you would get on a regular flight, but you landed in Vancouver, and when those wheels hit the ground in Van, everybody must have been pretty happy.
Yeah, like I was receiving like tons of phone calls. Is it true that you landed? We just heard it on TV. Is that you? We just saw it. Are you sure you okay? Everybody's good. So it was like kind of like a big like everybody was like pretty excited. And once the pilot ends his announcement, everybody just started to clap and to cheer. So everybody was like really happy and excited.
And then you had the four-hour flight to CFB Trenton. Yes. Have you ever been to this part of the world before, Miriam?
You mean like CFB, like Trenton, you mean?
Well, Belleville, Trenton, Prince Edward County, this area at all?
No, here in Ontario, I only went to Toronto, that's it.
Mm. Well, you're in a, you know, if you weren't in a quarantine, you're actually in a quite a beautiful part of the province.
Yeah, it looks beautiful, honestly.
So you land here, and what were your thoughts? I mean, because now you're stuck here for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you had lots of, oh, where am I going to be, in a gym with, you know, mm-hmm. Some sort of blanket around me? How are things going to work? And you must have been pleasantly surprised to realize, well, you're getting a hotel room and with a TV and Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. I was pretty surprised because one of my friends that is actually from Portugal, he told me that he was doing his quarantine in a hospital. So when I heard that we'll be like in a hotel room with a TV and all the accommodations, I was like, oh, this is like almost like a luxury for us.
So tell me, what is a day for Miriam LaRouche? Tell us, I mean, I've never been quarantined before. Tell us what an average day is for you.
Now it's waking up kind of early in the morning. I'm still a bit jet lagged, so I'm still like trying to get used to that. But I still have like, because my university started the classes and we are going to have online classes for now until we know what's going to happen. So I try to just catch up with my classes, catch up with my Mandarin, with my thesis research, try to talk with my friends and my family just to know, just for them to know that I'm safe. And so I try to relax also mostly. Because like you said, it was a pretty long flight. It was like, in total, it was like 14 hours. So I try like to relax and just like trying to get over the jet lag.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, yeah, no, it's jet lag is a difficult thing.
Yeah.
Do you get any exercise outside? Are you allowed to get some fresh air?
Yeah, we have the right to go outside as long as we wear a mask and we keep some space between each other. But yeah, I go outside like every day, just at least like for like 20 minutes, just to walk around and try to exercise and just stretch out a little bit.
Now, are you talking with other people in quarantine?
Yeah, whenever we meet us in the hallway or in the common area. So yeah, everybody's like, because everybody's like sharing the same thing, the same story. Like, so I feel like it makes conversation easier.
Have you met any people that you're going to think you'll stay in touch with for a while?
Probably. Yeah, I hope so. I hope that we'll all stay in touch because we all live the same thing, the same story. So we all have this in common.
Now, what about the treatment? What about the food? How's the food you've been getting?
The food is really good, honestly. This morning we had some French toast with some potatoes, and 2 days ago we had some pancakes. So the food is really good, honestly.
Yeah, so that's not a problem. Are they?
No.
Are you able to get some wine or beer at all, or?
So far, no. We didn't have any of that.
And I know some of the different bakeries and grocery stores have been sending some cookies and things
like
that.
Yeah, I saw this on TV. It's like, wow. It's like, thank you so much, honestly.
Well, it is amazing. I bet you can't wait to get home. Any idea how you're going to get home?
We don't have, I didn't really say anything about this so far. Yesterday I heard something, but I'm not sure if it's like true. Somebody told me that they were planning maybe to drop us off in Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. And then after that, it will be like up to us to find a way back home, but I'm not sure yet. We didn't have any information about this.
And where is home? Is it Montreal?
No, it's Saguenay. I'm not sure if you know about it.
Saguenay. Oh, the Saguenay. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great. So you got to get to Quebec City and then east of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like maybe I think like 200 kilometers north Montreal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well. Listen, it is absolutely great that you've spent some time talking to us today. Is anybody showing any symptoms? Have you seen anybody kind of get a cough or a cold or anything like that?
No, so far everybody seems pretty good. Like, everybody seems pretty healthy. So I think everybody's like in a good shape. So yeah.
Yeah. So, and you were, of course, healthy getting on the plane, healthy here, and what's mm-hmm. the first thing you're going to do when you get home?
Probably I'm going to have a, I don't really know so far, but we probably still try to just like relax and just like catch up with my homework, mostly like with my thesis research. But I knew I would have like to meet a lot of friends that they all waiting for me home, like my friends and my family. They're all waiting for me, and every day they're telling me that they can't wait to see me again.
I am sure you're going to get quite the hug from your mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Miriam, stay strong there. We as a community are very proud of our base and proud of
Thank you
guys for doing, being strong, and hopefully you're being, and we know you're being treated well, and we wish you all the best in the
future.
That's
actually crazy. Like, just want to say a really big thank you to the base and the Canadian official and everybody. It's like, we have been, like, treated so well so far. So, yeah, thank you. A really big thank you.
Miriam LaRouche, she's in quarantine at UConn Lodge, a student in Wuhan, China, from Quebec. And we wish you all the best in your studies and your master's degree.
Thank you.